Hello, my name is Dr. Mark Zonfrillo. I'm a pediatric emergency medicine physician and a principal investigator at the Center for Injury Research and Prevention at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. At the center, our research efforts focus on reducing childhood injury and fatality, as injury is still the leading cause of death for children 1 year old and greater. Today, I'm going to discuss the 95% of children who survive moderate to severe trauma and how we as pediatricians can help aid in their recovery. My colleagues and I recently published a study in the journal Pediatrics describing physical disability before and after inpatient rehabilitation following injury in kids. Using this database, we analyzed outcomes in children 7 to 18 years old from 2002 to 2011, totaling nearly 14,000 youths. We found that most showed improvement in physical functioning, but there were two important things to consider. The first is that children with spinal cord injuries had longer lengths of stay and greater disabilities following inpatient rehabilitation compared to children without spinal cord injuries. The second was that many children who showed improvement still required assistance and supervision for day-to-day tasks such as eating, bathing, toileting, and ambulating. As our study showed, the majority of children do not leave fully independent in terms of physical capacity. Therefore, it's crucial for both researchers and pediatricians to understand the rehabilitation and long-term disability needs of these kids. As always, primary care providers can give anticipatory guidance to help prevent these injuries, including information on car seats, helmet use, and home safety. After the injury, physicians can help coordinate care with all members of the treatment team, including trauma and specialty surgeons, intensive care physicians, rehabilitation specialists, and social workers. The next phase of our research will focus on cognitive functioning in order to develop a more complete picture of the injury burden and to assess the long-term care needs of children following injury. For additional information on this line of research, you can visit injury.research.chop.edu and click on the Post-Injury Care and Recovery link. Thank you.